Welcome to the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. This episode we have our old friend Mario Andretti talking about one that got away. Of all the incredible drives Mario has put in at the Indianapolis 500, his performance in 1987 was just wicked. Unfortunately, whether you want to attribute it to the famed Andretti curse or, well, as he reveals, there's an exact reason why he did not win the race, but there's also a reason why he came so close, and that's because he had the perfect car, the perfect engineer, the perfect chassis, and the perfect engine. This was the butt-whooping of all butt-whoopings in 1987. Granted, what we remember first is Big Al, Al Unser Sr., winning his fourth Indianapolis 500, becoming the second member of the four-time Winners Club. So no disrespect to Big Al, but if we just look at what took place and who was on pace to win that race, clearly by not just a mile, but by many miles, that was Mario. So that's what we wanted to speak about. He was more than kind to spend about an hour with Robin and I in St. Petersburg in the Mahaffey Theater. You might hear a little bit of clanking around in the back. There were some folks cleaning up in there rather far away, but the acoustics are so good, you could hear just about everything. Anyways, 1987, Indy 500, the legend Mario Andretti. So thankful for him to take us back and tell this tale 30 years ago when he came so close to adding his second win.
It seemed like, boy, I wonder if, this new Ilmor Chevy is going to be the magic ticket. And it looked like the magic ticket there for a while. What stands out all these years later about 87?
Well, what stands out is clearly that we made a decision, and probably I'm the one that's responsible for making the decision of switching to the Ilmor engine. We were testing in Phoenix, and so we evaluated the two engines. And, I had tested, some, I think a month before with the Cosworth and so forth. And then we arrived there with the Ilmor. And I just love the way that, the Ilmor engine worked right through the range. You know, you could really do a lot of flat footing, and then the torque would pick up. And where the Cosworth, everything was at the top.
Yeah, peaky.
And very peaky, and the Ilmor felt to me like it was like, it was down 20 horsepower. The lap time was there. And I said to Carl, I said, we're going this way. I said, are you sure? He said, it's Penske is not even running. I said, we're going with it. It was just your sense of, let's just go. And it cost us, obviously. But that was the year when I had Adrian Newey on my car, which was, we never knew. I never knew how good he was until, he wasn't there anymore. And he and I just developed a very quick, incredible relationship where he could almost read my mind.
Wow.
He really, as an engineer, he was, here's his forte. He's theoretical and practical.
Mm.
And today's engineers are 99% theoretical and 1% practical. Believe me, and I hate to say it, but that's a fact. Many of them, you take their laptop away from them, they don't even know the color of the car type of thing. They never touch or nothing. And he was one of those that, and this where, Tony Sicali was a lot like that. Like he would order something, on the car, and he'd watch it and make sure every change that was made was exactly the way it was supposed to be. Because the slightest thing, I know, mechanics are wonderful, but a lot of times they'll never know type of thing.
Why do you think people don't let us touch a wrench anymore?
So sometimes, and I've gone through that, and especially today, you can measure these things. A lot of these things, if you don't do it, it doesn't respond. So, something is right. But in those days, you didn't have the tools that you have today to really measure, even when you do aerodynamically now, where the COP is and percentages and everything else. There's no way you could calculate it. So these guys would run out, and that made so much of a difference. you know, with me. But, you know, with Adrian at Indy, you know, we, we had that car so down.
There's never been a month of May, and I haven't been there as many months as you, but close, that I've ever thought, this is over. There is no chance.
I think every single day we
were. Every day. This was, Joe Flynn was on your team, a mechanic. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to win the Indy 500. He's going to kick their ass so bad.
You know that we changed front springs on the grid? I don't think it's ever been done in our lives.
Really?
Yeah. Why? Changed by 50 because of the ambient and the way it was going, like the sun, the strength of the sun, the solar support. You know, and we changed, we just went 50 pounds softer. We were that close on our setups.
But I was going to say, I don't think Indianapolis has rarely seen the perfect type of engineer like Nui as well. Someone who's just so curious in a laboratory like that, to all, you know, you as well, always thinking.
He just really understood it. And again, you know, I couldn't believe it. And I never had a car that stayed, it was neutral. Totally neutral the whole race, and I was always worried that it would go loose and stuff, and it never did. We always get all this, you know, from Franz Weiss used to say, you know, keep the revs down, keep the revs down. So, you know, we got the 6-speed gearbox, I think, and usually running in fifth, obviously, you know, to run. And so I figured, man, I'm going to run in sixth, you know. And I'm just cruising, and I was running in a bad harmonics of the engine. Can you believe that? That's what took us out. Tyler Alexander, you know, he was the chief on this, the crew chief, you know, actually the team manager at the time, you know, for Newman Haas. And Mario Ilian, you know, they were so devastated. And they, you know, they replicated because, you know, even though we had computer on board, you know, they replicated the rev range that I ran in a race, but they ran 600 revs stronger, and I would have made the 500 mile. By running it where I ran, they dropped the valve.
Well,
and I knew that I was getting, I had some vibration, you know what I mean? It just, you know, when you're in bad harmonics with the engine, you feel it. But I figure, you know what, I'm trying to be easy. I get, you know, even Parnelli says, you know, this kid can break a freaking anvil with a rubber hammer, you know? So
I figured. That's what I was going to say. You still, after that race, people were going, well, Mario, same old thing. He leads every lap, breaks the car, he's too hard on equipment, and you're just the opposite. I'm trying to save it,
and that's what took us out. If I would have had, like, you know, anyone that pushing me, you know, I would have run fifth, I would have been fine. But, I was at that point, I think I was a lap ahead of that.
Classiest post-race interview of all time. He goes back and he comes outside the garage and we're all standing around. And he says, well, at least they knew I was here today. Because, that's all I could say. What else he going to say?
And that was Mario Andretti. I sure wish he had a second. I look at Scott Dixon and say, you know, I'd hate to see him retire with just one. And there are a few others who were pretty darn special at Indianapolis that, I mean, you don't want to say anybody deserves anything. I mean, look, if you win it once, you're already a fairly blessed human being. But Mario's just someone who, having a second one just seems right. And it sure came close in 1987. You can get every episode of the Marshall Pruitt Podcast on iTunes. You can also go to our Facebook page, The Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Get every episode we've ever published. We are almost at 150 episodes. 1 year. This is our 1 year anniversary. So thank you for listening. Whether you are new and listening to your very first, or whether you've been along for the ride from the outset, Mario was actually guest number one, the very first podcast that we posted in the middle of May 1919. Good Lord. 2016. All right. It's getting late. It's been a long day here at the track, so I'm going to shut up and stop rambling. I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thank you for listening.